This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Park Falls Police Department would like you to be aware that they are currently investigating a death in Park Falls that occurred on the evening of November 24th. At approximately 8:52 p.m., officers with the Park Falls Police Department responded to reports of a deceased person in the 1200 block of Saunders Avenue in Park Falls. When they arrived, officers found a deceased adult outside of the residence. The official cause of death is undetermined, and the investigation is ongoing. There is no danger to the public at this time. The Park Falls Police Department is leading this investigation and is being assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation and Wisconsin State Patrol, alongside Price County Sheriff's Office. Members of the Park Falls Fire Department and Park Falls Ambulance also assisted. Further information will be released as it becomes available and appropriate. November 29th at 5:30 p.m., you're invited to the second annual Deck the Halls Parade. If you would like to participate as a parade unit, you're invited to contact the Park Falls Chamber at chamber@parkfalls.com, call 715-762-2703, or register online at business.parkfalls.com. The tree lighting ceremony, free cookies, and hot chocolate alongside a Santa meet and greet will follow the parade in Old Abe Memorial Park. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 29th at 5:30 p.m. The DOT's November Law of the Month is flashing lights ahead, move over, or slow down. This is a reminder to help keep emergency responders and roadside workers safe. Melissa Kay has more.
Over the past 5 years, 73 emergency responders were hit while working on the side of the roads in the state. Wisconsin's Move Over Law requires drivers to move over if they're on a multi-lane highway and see flashing lights ahead. If you're on a single-lane road or unable to move over, you must slow down. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with their lights on. Staying alert and paying attention around crash scenes can save lives and prevent injuries.
Xcel Energy crews are preparing for heavy snowfall and high winds in northwestern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The company is tracking these forecasts and is staging additional crews in northern Wisconsin, responding to the largest outages first, to quickly get the most customers back online as soon as possible. To report an outage, you can use the Xcel Energy mobile app, visit xcelenergy.com/out, that's xcelenergy.com/out, or call 1-800-895-1999 and follow the automated prompts. Remember, never approach a downed power line and always assume a downed line is live and dangerous. Leave the area and report it. You can find more tips at xcelenergy.com. December 7th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., there's a Mercer Fire and EMS Spaghetti Feed over at Cleveland's Clubhouse. This is $12 per person with takeout available. Beverages are available for purchase at the bar, and this will also feature bucket raffles, a 50-50 raffle, and Packers versus the Bears starting at noon. That time is subject to change per the NFL flex scheduling. Proceeds benefit equipment purchases. Once again, this is taking place December 7th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at Cleveland's Clubhouse in Mercer. Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. Isabella Nieto has more.
Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program helps conservation organizations and the State Department of Natural Resources protect Wisconsin's natural environment.
Historically, Republicans and Democrats alike have constantly supported this program and remunerated because there is such a huge value in preserving our conservation here in the state.
That's Republican State Senator Patrick Teston. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay about a bill he's co-sponsoring to continue funding the program.
I do think there's a willingness on both sides of the aisle to hopefully address this, and my hope is that we can come together and create a bipartisan bill that can get support from both sides of the aisle.
Teston's proposal would secure funding for the program until 2030. The stewardship program used to purchase land through proposals that would be reviewed by the legislature's powerful budget committee. Individuals on the committee had the power to veto project proposals anonymously, even if the funding was already appropriated. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision last year ruled that power unconstitutional. Teston says the decision put the program on life support.
I think what we're going to end up being proposing is, all right, let's just reauthorize this program until we can get into the next state budget.
The Republican-led budget committee balked at including the program in this two-year budget. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers have also introduced a bill to continue the program. It would create an oversight board to advise the DNR on projects and have authority to approve large land acquisitions. If the legislature doesn't pass a measure to extend the program, it will lose funding after June of next year. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brumain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get a total of about 3 to 6 or more inches with a high near 30 this afternoon. A little more snow tonight, low dropping down to 15. Tomorrow, light snow with a high near 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.